Time now to take five for your community. It's a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Lane Fowler is with us from Daviess County Friends for Animals. And next Saturday is the big fundraiser for the Friends for Animals. Good morning, Lane.
Good morning.
Tell us what you got going on next Saturday.
We have so much going on, actually. We've got lots and lots of amazing pieces of artwork. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Core Center Pavilion on Main Street. We are having a tie-dye station. You can tie-dye your own Friends for Animals t-shirt, along with art packs for sale as well.
All benefits the Friends for Animals of Daviess County. And for those not familiar with the group, tell us a little bit about what you're all about.
We're a 501c3, and we work to end animal abuse, neglect, and we want to alter any unaltered pet in the community as well.
So the idea is no euthanization. We want to find these pets good homes, right?
Absolutely.
And you guys have been very effective in doing that in the past several years.
We have, and we look to just grow and grow.
And you've got the rescue van, so you do a lot of traveling with these pets to get them to a good home.
We do. Gary, who is our transport guy, he is so awesome, and he goes every single Saturday to take dogs to rescue, and that's incredible. So,
besides that, you help to fund spay and neuter programs for the shelter, and you also help to feed those animals out at the shelter, right?
That's right. We work directly with them, and it's definitely hand in hand. So.
It's a great organization. They're a very active group. If you want to join Friends for Animals, you guys are always welcoming new members, right?
Absolutely.
And it takes funds, of course, to keep this thing going strong and keep their mission intact. So come out next Saturday. This is going to be at the Core Center Pavilion, which is on Main Street in downtown Washington. And what are you calling it?
The Silent Art Auction.
Silent Art Auction. And what time?
6 to 8 p.m. Doors open at 5:30.
You can check out everything that has been donated and do your part to help raise some money for the organization. Can you talk about some of the pieces that you have up for grabs?
Absolutely. We have lots of jewelry. We have shirts that have been embroidered and stuff like that. We also have lots of paintings. Samantha Bobbitt actually donated a really awesome painting of deer in a sunset setting. We just have lots of awesome pieces.
Bid early and bid often. That's the moral of the story, right?
Absolutely.
The high bidder will get it. What time will you close the bidding? Right at 8?
Yes, sir.
8 o'clock is when the bidding will end. So come out, place your bid, help out the Friends for Animals. Again, for their art auction is next Saturday, August 26th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Core Center Pavilion right there on Main Street in downtown Washington. And if you want more information, if they still want to donate, is it too late to donate?
Absolutely not. We stopped donations on the 20th, but if someone really wants to donate and it's after that date, but before next Saturday, then I would be more than happy to take it.
And you've got a Facebook page set up?
Yes, sir.
And what is that page?
It's just the Silent Art Auction for Friends for Animals.
You can look it up on Facebook. Do you have some pictures of some of those?
Yes.
Check it out on Facebook. You can get a preview of what's on the auction block. Come out next Saturday, August 26th, for the Friends for Animals Silent Art Auction, Main Street at the Core Center Pavilion, and help out the Daviess County Friends for Animals as they continue their mission to find good homes for these animals in the shelter and keep them fed, and also help with the spay and neuter program. Our guest today is Lane Fowler. Lane, anything else we need to throw in this morning?
I don't think so. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Thanks for coming in today. Take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.